Angela, you talked about posthumanism, and I noticed, Heike, that you are also working on a kind of posthumanism project. Mm-hmm. And I guess that one of my PhD students is working on posthumanism in paranormal romance. And so I've been thinking through her excellent work. Yeah, I wonder if there's, you know, being in the woods and kind of nature and the body, and if rather than medical humanities, if posthumanism is something that's kind of influencing your work, Heike.
Again, not yet with respect to chiclet, but I've actually also been trying to find an angle of how I could possibly combine. I mean, I think it's definitely easy to find a connection between posthumanism and postfeminism, right? But so far, most of the chiclet or popular romance that I've read has been the, you know, relatively traditional. So I haven't looked at like paranormal romances or anything along those lines yet. But I guess if I were to work on like vampire romance or whatever, then I think the post-human factor would be super obvious, right? So I haven't done that yet. But so the novel that I'm currently working on in my little post-humanist research project, Samantha Schweplin's Kentuckies, also deals a lot with like issues of gender and sexuality, and like especially this idea of like, you know, having someone, or this idea of voyeurism, I suppose, I guess you could say. So I don't know if like how easy it'll be to like connect these two on a sort of very obvious sort of basis, but definitely something I've been thinking about. So yeah, thank you for the question.